Almost 75% of Alaskans have experienced or know someone who has experienced sexual assault and domestic violence. The overall rate of sexual assault in the state is 2.5 times the national average, while the rate of child sexual assault is almost 6 times what it is nationally. Meanwhile, nearly 30% of Alaskans don't have access to victims' services. Even Governor Sean Parnell's family includes a history of abuse. Parnell has called domestic violence and sexual assault an epidemic in Alaska, which he wants to end in 10 years. Today, members of the Parnell administration held rallies in communities throughout the state to kick off a public relations campaign called Alaskans Choose Respect. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
We are here to turn the corner. We are here to step out of bondage and despair and step into freedom together.
More than 200 people joined Governor Sean Parnell for a rally at the Capitol building, calling for an end to domestic violence and sexual assault. After the rally, Parnell led a march through downtown Juneau, joined by several legislators and advocates for domestic violence and sexual abuse services. The march ended at Marine Park, where Parnell signed House Bill 307, closing a loophole in state law and allowing judges to issue restraining orders in cases of sexual assault. The governor's 10-year plan to end the epidemic of violence and abuse includes increased funding for law enforcement, tougher sentences for offenders, and outreach.
Giving people permission to talk about it like we are here today, that will prevent domestic violence and sexual assault in the future.
Parnell says his own family history shows Alaskans can overcome abuse.
There's not a family in this state that hasn't been touched by substance abuse, domestic violence, sexual assault, one or all of those. My family is no different. I had a grandfather addicted to alcohol, abusive in his family relationships. My father chose a different way.
Parnell dispatched cabinet members and assistants throughout Alaska for similar rallies. Public Safety Commissioner Joe Masters was in Bethel leading a march from the Tundra Women's Coalition shelter to the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus. About 50 people joined him, braving blowing snow and temperatures in the teens. Masters, a former village public safety officer and retired state trooper, says he's never seen the state take such a big role in curbing domestic violence.
Other entities that have been dealing with domestic violence, including Native organizations and health corporations, as well as different state entities, including the Department of Public Safety, have been dealing with this issue, but primarily almost in silos. And what this initiative brings is, one, a renewed focus, and actually bringing resources to the table to deal with the issues and coordination.
Back in Juneau, advocates say it's about time.
Today, I'm like, finally. Thank God.
Peggy Brown is executive director of the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. She says there's still a lot of work to do, and she hopes the administration's interest in the issue and the awareness raised through the Choose Respect campaign will indeed reduce the rates of sexual abuse and domestic violence.
If we devote resources and we promote community initiatives, not just a statewide initiative, but like local community initiatives, you might very well see a change or a sharp reduction in 10 years, I'd be happy with.
Besides Juneau and Bethel, rallies were held in 16 other communities around the state, including Anchorage, Kodiak, and Barrow. With help from Shane Iverson and Chris Ho in Bethel, I'm Casey Kelly in Juneau.